Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 25th day of August. Hope you're having an amazing day. This podcast is brought to you by Faithful Counseling. It's something that I have tried out and have gleaned much from. And one of the things that I did just to make sure that this was really true, because that's what they told me, was that I changed counselors in the middle of my time, and it was very painless. There was no hard feelings. You just switched over. And so if you're looking to find someone that fits and you're worried that you might be stuck with somebody that doesn't really get you or doesn't understand the trauma that you've been through, you can switch over to somebody very easily. We have a special link that will get you 10% off. And that is at getfaithful.com/pray every day. So I hope that that blesses you if you need a little bit of counseling for a month or 2 months or whatever. It's all online, very easy and convenient. All right, we are in Acts chapter 22. We're going to finish up the chapter today, verses 17 through 30 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible. It happened when I returned to Jerusalem, this is Paul speaking, and was praying in the temple that I fell into a trance and saw him saying to me, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me." And I said, "Lord, they themselves understand that in one synagogue after another, I used to imprison and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of your witness Stephen was being shed, I was also standing by, approving and watching out for the coats of those who are slaying him." And he said to me, "Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles." They listened to him up to this statement, and then they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live." And as they were crying out and throwing off their cloaks and tossing dust in the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks, stating that he should be examined by scourging, so that he might find out the reason why they were shouting against him that way. But when they stretched him out with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, "Is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?" When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and told him, saying, "What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman." The commander came and said to him, "Tell me, are you a Roman?" And he said, "Yes." The commander answered, "I acquired the citizenship with a large sum of money." And Paul said, "But I was actually born a citizen. Therefore, those who were about to examine him immediately let go of him, and the commander also was afraid when he found out that he was a Roman, and because he had put him in chains. But on the next day, wishing to know for certain why he had been accused by the Jews, he released him and ordered the chief priests and all the council to assemble, and brought Paul down and set him before them." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I also thank you so much for the story of Scripture. We often talk about the fact that the Scripture teaches us things, we gain wisdom through the Scripture, but I also see that there is a narrative here and there's actually intrigue and suspense. And as a storyteller myself, I just love that we're left hanging at the end of this chapter to find out what happens next. What will Paul say to the council? What will happen? So Lord, thank you for the skillful way that the Bible is written, and that there's other things and other ways. For those of us who are poetic, we can relate to the poems of Scripture. For those of us who are bent toward prophecy, we can read through the book of Daniel. There's just so much richness in your word, and I just thank you for it right now. Lord, Paul's testimony is just very strong and very powerful. He used to be one way and now he's another. And Lord, as I look back on my own testimony, I see that as even reading old diaries from when before I met Christ, is very clear that there was a transformation before I met Christ and after I met you. And so Lord, help us just to spend some time today thinking through how you have changed us. And Lord, we dare to pray that you would continue to bring life change to us today, that we would not stagnate in our relationship with you. We wouldn't just consider you as a pal that we hang out with once in a while or pick you up off the shelf when we need you, but that you are the ever amazing God of the universe who wants to be in relationship with us every single day. And we always have the opportunity to grow every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every month of every week. Oops, I did that in a different order, and every year. Lord, you want to be with us and we can grow. And so Lord, I pray that you give us that posture of humility today that posture of, I want to grow and will you please help me? That's what we pray today, and I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am utterly and completely grateful for you, and I do pray that you would be encouraged by the Word of God and by these prayers that you're hearing every single day.